that's within the church, we all come together for worship and praise, and to honor and to glorify him for all that he has done and all that our Lord continued to do for us. But there is a word in that 34th Psalm. For the 34th Psalm is a song of praise, and it is accredited to David when he escaped from Abinadab by pretending to be insane. In this particular psalm, David called on the congregation to praise the Lord for their salvation. And today I'm asking you, as we come before the presence of the Lord, to praise the Lord for the salvation that he has established, affirmed, and declared for each and every one of us. There's a worship and a praise going on in the house of the Lord, for the Lord is here with us this day. And we see here in this particular word, after acknowledging that God is good to those who trust him, David instructed the people on how to live a long life. Each and every one of us have been given words of encouragement and enrichment in our life, how we are to live and to treat one another. And as we obey God's laws and his ordinances, it allows us to be fruitful and have the vitality to live a blessed life. Today, we have one who has consistently speak to us on just how to live and how to live a long life. The Lord, by his word, his infallible word, is speaking to us how we are to live a prosperous and a long life, if only we follow it. When we think about that word, you will catch it on your way home, how God is speaking to each and every one of us about how he desires to bless us, and how in his blessing for each and every one of us, life is lived to the fullest, and that's enough for us to be excited about. But in the 34th Psalm, David said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David made it personal. As he said, no matter what my personal situation may be, I will trust and I will bless the Lord. No matter, my brothers and sisters, what my condition and what may come against me, I will bless the Lord. And as believers, this should be our statement as well. For every one of us have been touched and blessed by the Lord in some way or another. I thought about this morning how he got us up. He clothed us in our right mind. I thought about how he put a roof over our head, how he has placed clothes on our back, how he put money in our pockets. Although sometimes your money is funny, the Lord simply has blessed you. And that's enough to acknowledge the worth, the worship of our worship and praise. And my brothers and sisters, because we have been touched, we as recipients should personally bless and acknowledge the Lord for what he has done in our life. I thank him. When I think about my yesterday and I see where I am today, I have far more today than I had yesterday. And that's a blessing. When each and every one of us think about our own personal situation and we go back and we think about where we came from, we can honestly say the Lord has truly blessed us. I can make that statement without any reservation because God is a loving God and his love is unconditional. And as we look at our condition today, we can see how God is still providing for us. For he is our Jehovah Jireh, our our provider. And the Lord provides for each and every one of us, each and every day of our life. I'm reminded how he said, give us this day our daily bread. The Lord is asking us to depend upon him daily, for he will provide our resources each and every day. Stop trying to do it for yourself. Allow the Lord to do it for you. My brothers and sisters, sometime as America, and sometime we as Americans forget that it was God who provided all of the food that we have today. All of the natural resources that this great nation is blessed with, it was designed and given to us by God. It was God who provided that new car that you're driving, or that new pickup truck that's in the parking lot. It was God who provided it. It was God who provided the means for a sound system and the pews that are cushioned and the carpets on our floors and the air conditioners that we now enjoy. It was God who provided it. And I can remember as a child growing up when neighbors came by and brought food for us to eat. I can remember when Dad got an unexpected tip at work. What about you? Can you remember how God has provided for you? When we think about our personal situation and we think about the times that we, our yesterday and all of the things that we came out of, and we think about where we are today, we know the Lord is still providing and blessing us. And that is why David is telling us, I remember. And because I remember, I have learned and continue to learn that whatever we are facing in life, God is teaching us to trust him. No matter what your personal situation may be, no matter how big the obstacle may appear to be, the Lord is simply saying, trust me. And this is what I know. No matter what happens, no matter what comes my way, God will work it out. Let me repeat it. This is what your pastor knows. No matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, God will work it out. I said, God will work it out. So many times, we tried to work it out. And in trying to work it out, we run into so many obstacles and so many problems. But if we allow God to be God, he will work things out in our lives. Here's what I know. There are times when God has a prophetic plan for us, and we get ahead of him. And whenever we get ahead of God, we begin to open doors before it's time. And whenever we open doors before it's time, sometimes we run into obstacles that wouldn't be there if we just waited on the Lord. And so if we just continue to trust in the Lord, we won't run into the obstacles that are out there if we just wait and see what he has in store for us. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. God desires our praise. He delights when we call upon him and acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. When my children, my brothers and sisters, when my children say, that's my dad. Or when my grandchildren say, that's my granddad. Guess who feel good? God, my brothers and sisters, feels good when we acknowledge him. God feels good when we call him dad. Papa. When we call him Father, he feels good. Because we're acknowledging who he is, for he is blessing us, providing for us, and giving us the things that we need each and every day. Psalm 22 and 3 state, God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. God looks down upon us and smiles when we praise and lift him up. Then David said, my soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In other words, give glory to his holy name. Give glory to his holy name. There should have been a shout in the house of the Lord as we begin to call on his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Those who have been outside of the provision of his grace and his mercy, who have come under the dispensation of grace and have received him, repented of their sins and asked, what must I do to be saved? And their life was changed. And now they can call him Abba, Father, and rejoice. Let them boast and call upon him and rejoice and magnify the Lord. My brothers and sisters, there is something that happens when we start rejoicing in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to rejoice and get excited about the Lord, that just messes the enemy up. I don't even want to give him credit for nothing. I don't even like calling his name. But when we start rejoicing in the Lord, that messes the enemy up. He can't stand how you can praise the Lord when you should be crying. That messes him up when you are shouting and falling out and lifting up holy hands and doing holy dances and magnifying the Lord. That messes the enemy up because he think you should be crying. It messes him up when our circumstances look bleak and we keep on praising the Lord. It was just like Job. It messed the enemy up when he took everything that he had and Job kept trusting in the Lord. That's why David could say, and that's why each and every one of us this morning can say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. In other words, let's start shouting. Let's start praising him. Let's start exalting his name because our blessing is on the way. Antioch, when we magnify him, that word magnify is a term that said it makes the object bigger. It makes the object greater.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove